The Kina of Tzion Halot Tishali is authored by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. It's a great poem expressing his love for Tzion. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was born in Spain about the year 1085, and he spent his early years in communities in both Christian and Muslim Spain. In those years of the First Crusade, he studied in yeshiva in Granada under Moshe ibn Ezra. He was also trained in Arab and Greek thought. He also learned medicine, developed himself as a poet. He stood out as a great thinker, even during a period that witnessed the flourishing of Rashi, Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra, and the Rambam. He corresponded with great figures. Ibn Ezra quotes him in his commentary to the Torah. Letters found in the Cairo Geniza revealed that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi also had a leading role in communal matters. He was a poet throughout his life on various subjects, and much of his later poetry centered on his longing for the land of Israel. Among his most famous works is this Kina of Tzion Halot Tishali. Other poems of his are found in the Slichos, as well as the song Yom Shabbason that is sung on Shabbos. In late 1140, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi made good on his lifelong desire to go to the land of Israel. It's unclear whether he ever arrived. In terms of the Kina of Tzion Halot Tishali, there are six basic parts to the Kina. The opening section, wailing, a sense of abandonment, a sense that Tzion does not cry for us. Second, Tzion as the spiritual home of the Shechina, describing how Hashem is found there. Third, expressing the wish, I wish I were there in Tzion where the Shechina is found, even as an avel, as a mourner. Fourth, mourning for the physical devastation of Tzion. Fifth, saying we miss Tzion, as a nation we miss it. And then sixth, the closing section, Tzion's glory is great and we will return. And throughout these sections, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi draws on psukim to weave his lines. Looking at the opening psukim, the opening passages of Tzion Halot Tishali, he describes us as Dorshei Shlomech, those who seek the welfare of Tzion. That comes from Tehillim, Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim, chapter 122. In the next line, he speaks of us coming from Yam, Mizrach, Tzafon, Teman, the different directions. That draws on Tehillim, Kufzayin Gimel, chapter 107, sentence 3, which describes us coming back from Galut, from all of the directions, and so on throughout the Kina. One fundamental question that is asked about this Kina is, where is the Kina? It's a description of the beauty of Tzion. Where is the Kina? It doesn't speak about suffering, death, martyrdom. Rav Soloveitchik answered that Tzion Halot Tishali represents a somewhat different aspect in Kinos. He said there are two halachos to remembering Tzion. There's remembering Tzion b'churbana, in its destroyed state, as we do with the other Kinos, and remembering Tzion b'vinyana, remembering what Tzion was like when it was built. And until now, in the Kinos, we remembered what happened to Yerushalayim on the day of the Churban, the bloodshed, the destruction, the homelessness, the exile, the persecution, like Eicha itself. But now we remember Yerushalayim before Churban. What was Tzion like before it was destroyed? Asher hayu mimei kedem, what it was like in the beginning. And yes, that can arouse joy, but it also builds up our avelus, our mourning for what we lost. But I'd like to make another suggestion for where the Kina is in this poem about the beauty of Tzion. Because there is another dimension of Kina beyond the bloodshed, and that is mourning our personal relationship with Hashem. And that is accentuated by describing the beauty that comes with that relationship. The Kina begins with uncertainty about the reciprocal nature of that relationship with Hashem, that relationship which is centered in Tzion. We ask, Halo tish ali l'shlom asirayach, will you not ask after us? Will you not ask how we are? We long for Tzion, but does Tzion long for us? And what does restoring that relationship mean to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi? He spells it out in depth in the Kuzari. He says, everything about the Jew, everything about Torah, comes from a relationship with Hashem. The source of Torah, the source of knowing what is right for human behavior, is not human logic, he argues, but revelation from Hashem. The goal of human spiritual development is to achieve the level of the Navi, to speak with Hashem. Olam Haba is ultimately the connection of an individual with Hashem. That life in the next world, he says, is fundamentally an amplified state of nevuah, of prophecy, of being close with Hashem. Everything we are as Jews is about that relationship, which we have lost. And he says, in Israel, restoring that relationship is possible only in Israel. As the Gemara states, and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi emphasizes in the Kuzari, Israel is the focal point of nevuah, connecting to God. It can't happen for us outside of Israel. And so Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says in Sion Halotish Ali that he would rather be an avil for the Beis Hamikdash in Sion than elsewhere. He'd rather mourn in Israel than elsewhere. He says, and better on Har Habayis than elsewhere, better on the Temple Mount. What's the value of such avelus? Because in Israel, this avelus, this mourning, can end. And so he writes, describing Israel, Sham Hashchina Shchuna or Shchena Lach, there Hashem resides, waiting for us to return. Kedusha remains in the land. He says, B'makom asher ruach elokim shfuchal b'chirayach, the place where the Spirit of Hashem is spilled out upon His chosen ones. It's there, it's available, that's the place for nevuah. He emphasizes Chayene Shamos Avir Artzeich, the place of that is the life of souls, the air of your earth, the place where you have the air that enables nevuah, that enables prophecy. He lists the place where God communicated with our ancestors, Machanayim, Pniel, Beit El. And so he says, Yin'am l'nafshi haloch arom v'yachef alech harvos shemama asher hayud v'irayech, it will be pleasant for my spirit to walk unclothed and barefoot upon the desolate ruins which were your holy of holies. Agoz v'ashlich pe'er nizri, I would shear off and cast down the splendor of my crown. V'ekov ziman, and I would curse the time chilel be'eretz t'meyas nizirayech, when your Nazarites were desecrated in an impure land. He wants to be a mourner in Israel, because being back there is being back in the place where the connection to Hashem can happen. As we read Tzion Halotish Ali, we picture the Paitan and the scholar who grew up in Muslim Spain at the start of the Crusades and longed to return to Israel. We read his attempt to memorialize the glory days of Tzion, as noted by Rav Soloveitchik. And we read his kina wailing for our painful loss of connection to Hashem, our loss of religious certainty and truth, our loss of the heights of human spiritual achievement, our loss of nevuah, which he describes, Rav Yehuda Halevi describes in the Kuzari, as Olam Haba in this world. Our distance from God, who said in the Haftarah we read on Shabbos from the beginning of Yeshaya, Mi Bikesh Zos Mi Echem Ramos Chatzerai, who asked you to trample in my courtyard. And we plead, Hatzion Halotish Ali, we long for you, will you not long for us?